بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، if any in our Islamic calendar the different months of the year which has been stipulated by Allah تبارك وتعالى. In the Islamic calendar we have different seasons, different occasions where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a chance to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some months the rewards of amal are increased during the day, some months the rewards of amal are increased during the night. Like we have the month of Ramadan, the last 10 nights. Then we have Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days. So the rewards are multiplied. So Allah Ta'ala gives different occasions in a person's life where he can score by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He can increase the value of his amal. But there are seasons for amal, there are seasons for iman. Then Muharram will come. Different occasions will come. So all these occasions are to connect to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, because Allah Ta'ala made us only and only for his ibadat. How to make that month an ibadat? How to make the week an ibadat? How to make the day an ibadat? How to make the night? How to make the morning? So all these are occasions for insan to prepare for his akhirat. And the reality is, akhirat is a place to go to. Today we have the sphere. The fear should be there also, but shouldn't be to the extent that we are terrified. Karahiyatul maut, where we dislike to go to the qabr. Whereas for a believer, for him, maut is a bridge between the lover and the beloved. Between himself who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And for insan in this worldly life, he's a prisoner. The dunya sijnul mu'min. The dunya is a prisoner for a believer. So effectively, when a person makes dua, Ya Allah grant me long life. Ya Allah grant me long life in this world, it's like the prisoner making dua, Ya Allah, I want a longer prison sentence. I don't come out of the prison. So we get so influenced sometime also that we want to live up this life. We don't want to give it up. This life has to be made for akhirat. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Dunya is a kheti and a field, a cultivating field for akhirat. How much I will plant here, accordingly I will enjoy in the day of qiyamah. And in akhirat also, in jannat inshallah. So we have different seasons in the year. How to correct our iman, correct our amal, correct our mindset. Now we begun the month of Safar. And from before, in the days of Jahiliyyah, so even the Arabs at that time regarded the month of Safar as a month of bad luck. In the life of a believer, there's no tasha'um. There's two words that are used in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One word is used tasha'um, and one is tafa'ul. The sha'um, they say to take something is a bad omen, bad luck. There's no tasha'um, there's no bad luck in Sharia. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned more or less, if there had to be some type of bad luck, then it would have been in your home, or in your wife, or your conveyance. But we understand how we enjoy the house, we enjoy the family, we enjoy the vehicle also. So there's no bad luck. Yes, in Sharia there is tafa'ul, where we take a good omen. We take a good omen, and ulama give an example. A person met in some accident, or they give them an example that a scorpion bit him, or a snake bit him, and he's lying in bed, has high fever right now, and somebody came to visit him, and among those visitors there was a person called Salim. Salim is actually an attribute that means, may Allah grant you safety. So Salim walks in, you say, Alhamdulillah, I'll get better, Salim came in. So that is permissible, to take a good omen from somebody or some occasion. So Sharia that is, now somebody else might walk in, now maybe you have a problem with him, you say, bad luck came. There's no bad luck in Sharia. There's no bad luck, and there's no luckily also, or my good fortune. Everything is predestined by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ Surah Yasin, we read this ayat. Where the people of that village, أَصْحَابُ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ When the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. So they said, طائركم معكم, that these Anbiya, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, they are bad luck to us. So they had this belief of bad luck. So for a mu'min, there's no bad luck and there's no superstition. So in the days of Jahiliyyah, people had these superstitions and they would take certain occasions as a bad luck, something bad is going to happen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when Iman came, Islam came, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cancelled off all the superstitions. La safara, wa la tiyarata, wa la hammata. Different words come in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallam. Wa la adwa, wa la tiyarata. There is no such thing as contagion, that a disease will spread from one person to the next person. Yes, there are technical discussions among the doctors whether there is contagion or not. So as doctors do explain it, that there are germs, bacteria, diseases. So there is a possibility, according to their research, that it can spread. But whether it will infect you, whether it's infectious, contagion and infection. So possibly that bacteria, that germ or that disease will come into your system, whether it will infect you or not, depends on the command of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala permits it, it will happen. If Allah does not permit it, everything depends on the will of Allah. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam took it out from the hearts of people. Don't take that person as a bad luck because he has a disease. Yes, there are different riwayat. The iman is not that strong. The level of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And by you sitting with an ill person, you might get sick. It might come unto you, so to say. And then you will say that I got sick because of that person. Then it's better you don't sit with him. Because now you are attributing your illness to the creation of Allah. Because illness comes from Allah. Whatever afflicts you, from in Allah. Keep from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it's best you don't sit with him and attribute your illness to him, therefore affecting and infecting your iman also. Better you keep your iman pure. Everything from Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But if you're that level of iman, that way, even if you do fall ill, then too you will say, this is from Allah. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam removed that concept also. And the mushrikeen of Makkah had certain habits or certain things which they would take effect from. If they wanted to go on a journey somewhere, then they would take two pigeons or two birds. Or sometime one, they would throw it in the air. If that pigeon flew to the left hand side, bad luck, don't travel. But to the right hand side, is a good omen, we can travel. Then they had certain things about the owls also. The owl was hooting at night. The owl was making sounds at night, it was a bad luck. Then they had a thing called hamma also. So they would say it was like a jinn, what we call a taglosh, so to say. Some little jinnat that comes into a person's stomach, into his body. And this is affecting him, this is bad luck. So we can understand from that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, there's no such thing. There's no contagion, there's no tiara, there's no hamma, wala safara. And there's no evil effect in the month of Safar also. Everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put the compass of the heart correct towards the correct qibla, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah. Effect, cause, reaction, action, everything from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all this was removed. Today we find in the ummah, this thing is still there, some superstition. If we don't do this, then something will happen. If we do that, then barakat will come, whether it's Sharia compliant, non-Sharia compliant. And we hear the old people's tales or granny's tales that the entire night the cat was meowing or crying, or they were fighting, something bad is going to happen. The cat was crying the entire night. The cat probably was giving birth to kittens. But now we took it to be that the cat is crying. Black cat went across the road, some accident is going to happen. The cat had to go on that side, the kitten was waiting for it. But we take it now, black cat came, something is going to happen. Person, the mirror broke, then so many years of bad luck. Don't walk under the ladder, don't jump over the feet. All these things came into our belief system. So there's no such thing. Everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it's important for us also, my dear brothers. Every now and then make it a habit. As you hear, our brothers that come from the Arab countries, they have this habit. When they wake up, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, sitting down, lying down, all the time, La ilaha, they just say it spontaneously, La ilaha illallah. Anything is to happen, they see anything happen, something not very good also, something good also, La ilaha illallah, everything happens by Allah. Renew the iman all the time, that Ya Allah, all effect is from you. And many a times this bad luck or these bad omens get so strong, that people begin to take mannats also. They begin to take oaths and vows, because something bad is going to happen, so we take a mannat. Or there's something on my daughter, something on my children, something on my grandchildren. Then they'll put some necklaces, or they put some bands on their hand, that because of this it will deter some bad luck. We have to read for them. Read Quran Sharif in the home. Person moves into a new house, there's some non-Muslims staying there, we have one khatam for a lifetime. All the Hafiz boys have one khatam, all the bad khatam, and Quran Sharif has to be done every day in the home. Ta'alim has to be done every day in the home. It's a daily effort of iman. The daily effort of iman, so the aqidah and belief is kept pure and clean. Oh, these things will come into a person's iman. He's listening to certain things, he's hearing certain things. Then we have some amil that is coming. The amil is coming, and what we will say, something not right in the family. Somebody is nazar on us. Now when it comes to myself, my family, things aren't going right, we say somebody is nazar. But in my some relative's life, something not going right in there, what we will say? A lot of gunas in their life. So in their life there's guna, that's why there's some bad luck. My life is nazar on me, because we are very good. So we need the amil, and they need the jinnat. So we have this type of aqidah and belief. So a lot of nazar, we have to go to the amil, and he has to do this, he's reading certain things, we don't know what he's reading also. They say the biggest jadu is just somebody else doing it. I'm making the biggest jadu. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, we find in many homes. Allah Ta'ala save us, keep our homes. The biggest bad luck in the home is a big screen. That's the big jinnat. We have the big screen, or we have now on the phone also, everything is happening there. And top of the big screen, we have the TV stand, and above that we got the Ayatul Kursi. You go positive, and then you have a big negative. Oh, you got the farewell sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Myself in my home, I'm producing the jadu. I'm making the jadu right now. Jadu is when you put all pure and pak things and you add napak to it. Now you are producing, you're supplying it. So this is happening in my own home. Sometimes the Quran Sharif is next to that TV stand also. And we're watching all haram things in the home, or the children are watching it, or there's music that is on, and this Quran in the house, the Ayatul Kursi in the house. So there's nobody from outside that is doing it. If I have only Ayatul Kursi and I'm reading it, there's enough for no jadu to come. Ayatul Kursi is so powerful to remove all these things from the heart. We have to make the muzakara of iman, speak about iman, read Ayatul Kursi after every namaz. Such a powerful wazifa. The Nabi alayhi salatu salam give this ummat Ayatul Kursi and our three quls. Beyond that we don't need anything whatsoever. We have to speak to the family also. We got Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned this we should be reading minimum 5 times a day. After every salah, Ayatul Kursi. The Hadith Sharif says the only thing person who recites Ayatul Kursi, the only thing between him and Jannat is maut. The only thing between him and Jannat is maut after he reads Ayatul Kursi. And the 6th time before we sleep at night. Person reads Ayatul Kursi, nothing can affect him. Hafiz Zamin Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh was traveling one time and he had to stop at a certain village. So the local people told him, there's only one house where we can host you. But that house is a very old house. Nobody is staying there. Haunted house. See, koi baat nahi. No problem. I'll sleep there. Allah Ta'ala has given me my own ammunition. Ayatul Kursi, 3 quls, Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Rabbi Al-Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbi Al-Nas. This we read after every namaz also. Before a person sleeps, then he reads Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. This is narration of Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to do this. He should read all 3 surahs one time each, blow on the hand. Or you say sputter. where little saliva comes on their hand, they rub it from the head down completely. Then a second time, three surahs. Then a third time. To the extent when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Sakarat also, when he had fever, and he couldn't do this, then he instructed Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu anha to do this for him also. Hafiz Zabin Shaheen Sahib, he slept. He read his du'as. Middle of the night, his eyes open. And he sees hovering above him one big jinnat. Big jinn, giant jinn. Ifritum min al jinn. But fear was there for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The person who fears anyone besides Allah, Allah ta'ala will put the fear of makhluk in his heart. So he began to read Ayatul Kursi. And the jinn also reading with him. You can imagine now the jinn reading with me Ayatul Kursi. But he continued reading. Because this will do the amal, this will do the job. And when he came to the part of Ayatul Kursi, وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا and protecting the skies and the earth, do not tire Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he came to that part of Ayatul Kursi, the jinn burnt to ashes. Could not take the nur of the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we have Ayatul Kursi, Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas. After every salah we read it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was affected also, yes, the eye effects in certain people's evil actions. So we turn to ulama. And Nabi alayhi salatu, when he was affected also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal, mu'awwadatin, recite Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, Suratul Nas is sufficient for your protection. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, the commentator of hadith, the person who will recite these three quls after every salah, yakfika min kulli shay, yakfika min kulli shar, yakfika min kulli wird. These three surahs will suffice you for every type of evil. What can be greater than the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No jinn, no jadu, no amal, no amil. This is the greatest thing. So we make it happen now in the month of Safar, we'll hear many things. If you tie the house, bind the house, etc. Yes, definitely something is there. Then we have certain ulama that are upright, have taqwa, iman, a'mal in them. And we go to them and we ask them, just, we don't have much time just to explain when it comes to jinn, inshallah, maybe we could do some other time. But they also, the jinnat are also mukallaf of shariat. For them on the day of qiyamah, there will be hisab kitab for them also. They also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them also. They have to accept iman. Amongst them are those that have, they don't want to work, so to say. So they live off insan. They live off insan, they make this an occupation to trouble insan. They will pay for it on the day of qiyamah. But just one last point, when it comes to jinnat, etc., they cannot read your mind. Many a time person gets afraid, possibly some jinn, they can't read your mind. The ghaib, the unseen, is known only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But they can see the fear. Person is fearful, take the name of Allah. Say la ilaha illallah. Read ayatul kursi loudly. Give the adhan loudly. Adhan goes in the jinnat, they run for their life. Give adhan loudly. Read our three quls, Allah will protect. So in the month of Safar also, there is no such thing as bad luck. People say we can't make nikah in Safar also. We can make nikah in the month of Safar, there's no problem. There's no bad luck in any month. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the iman to understand. SubhanAllah.